SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday morning. All right, we've been having a lot of coronavirus stuff, and I need to feel better about my morning. So let's feel good with the good of the day.
All right, the good of the day is the coronavirus. No, I'm just kidding. No, you know, I actually have two good of the days because my first good of the day I thought was, like, you know, it was a standalone.
Right.
And then this little news article popped across one of the TVs. I said, I got to investigate this because this
looks
incredible.
Yeah, okay.
A Minnesota company is offering a grown-up version of a sandbox.
Ooh, tell me more about this exciting development.
Where you, Tony, get to operate heavy construction equipment.
I'd love that.
I mean, I don't know why that just sounded so appealing when I saw that.
Can I, like, you know, like, use a backhoe? And
yes.
Things like that?
Yes. And you get to dig holes.
That's
anywhere
great.
You want. So whenever you're driving by a construction site and you see, oh, man, how much fun would it be just to be on that bulldozer and just push dirt?
Oh, no kidding.
There's a Minnesota company. I guess they just opened up another location north of Dallas, and they're looking at opening others. I mean, it seems like a brilliant, easy idea. All you need really do is you need to find the land.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hate to ask this and be naive about this, but do you need, like, lessons on how to do this? Like a license in order to do this?
Well, I don't think you need a license.
You can't do it commercially. Like,
No.
You probably need a license to.
It's just
not a license, but a certification, don't you?
No, it's just a big empty field. They probably go through a tutorial.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in a previous life, I remember driving a forklift, and a guy showed me how to do it, and then within 10 minutes, I was lifting things all over the place.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't like when you see it at a commercial, like, real estate site. Do people have to need certification for that, like, by the government?
I'm sure
do you have
they
to have a special
do.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe,
or maybe it's like, hey, Joe, get in the bulldozer. And it's like, I've never driven it before. Oh, it's easy, let me show you. Or does he go, no, you have to go down there, you got to take an exam, you got to take a test, you got to get certified, then you come back and run the bulldozer.
I'm hoping.
Right.
I'm hoping there's some
true.
Certification
good
when
point.
They're building a house or a building.
Yeah, good point.
This is just, hey, we got a big open field. This backhoe is no longer in service. Would you like to come dig a hole?
I'm in. I mean, I would love to do that.
I mean,
I think that would be great.
Sound?
When are you going to get a chance to do that?
Exactly.
Never.
There have been many times. I mean, I don't want to do it as a career. I you know, I don't know.
Sure.
That seems like a lot of work, hard work, long hours. You know, God bless the people who do. It's just not for me.
Right.
You know, but I would love to spend an hour doing it.
I think
it would
too.
Just be fun. Put on a hard hat, feel like a real man for a little bit, because I certainly don't rest of the time.
I'd love it. I'm in.
Yeah. I just saw that it popped across. It was like extreme sandbox. I was like, oh, I'm curious about that. And I was like,
yeah.
Just, you know, sandbox for adults. And I was like, okay, I'm all in for that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's great. That's great. All right. So now what's the bad?
So there was another good. The original good.
Oh, you got another good? Even better.
Yes.
Even better.
We need to feel better.
Yes.
We need to feel better. Dolly Parton came out recently.
I saw this.
And she said all she wants to do for her 75th birthday is appear on the cover of Playboy.
I think that Playboy should let her appear on the cover.
I think so, too. She said she did
it. I think totally, too.
She did it when she was 32 years old, and she thinks it would just be a hoot. If she was to do it, to grace the cover once again.
Yeah, I think they should absolutely let Dolly Parton
do that. Yes, why not?
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, I don't know if she's talking full page spread on the inside as well, but I read Playboy for the articles anyways. I'm curious on the interview of 75-year-old Dolly Parton.
Do you have to do something like if you put Dolly on the cover, do you have to have something Dolly-oriented inside, whether it's an article or a picture, or can you just go, we're just putting Dolly on it because we're wishing her happy 75th?
I mean, that, or maybe since they went back to their old ways, realizing that, you know, sales probably dropped when they stopped featuring their main articles, if you catch my drift.
True. All right, I'm trying
to keep it clean here, kids.
That's true. That's true.
That maybe they feature, you know, maybe it's like the women of Dollywood. Dollywood, no.
Maybe
what's
so.
It called? Dollywood?
Dollywood, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's amusement park.
Yeah. Maybe they feature the women of Dollywood.
Okay.
You know, like the women of the Southeast Conference or things of that nature.
Yeah, I got you. I like Dolly. I like Dolly Parton. Since I moved to Tennessee, I didn't realize how she's really popular, of course. But everybody tells me, like, there's one thing that unifies us all is anybody who badmouths Dolly Parton. I'm like, really? She's that big?
They'll go to war, yeah. Right?
Tennessee will go to war. They love Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You go to Pigeon Forge or that area where Dollywood is? She's a queen.
I imagine if you're just driving around Pigeon Forge, you're likely to run into her, right?
Likely. Yeah.
I mean, that's.
And listen, Dollywood's no joke. It's got some great rides. They got some great roller coasters there. It's a fun theme park. It's like 3.5 hours from my house, but it's still, it's still a fun theme park. So yeah, she's got some good ones. There was one ride that I rode, because listen, sometimes when they put those hydraulics on me, sometimes they can't buckle. I had to lose some weight. They buckle and the buckle doesn't work, but they got a buckle on, and I remember flying around. It's called a Flying Eagle, and I was like flying around like, I'm going to get thrown off this thing, but you know what? What the heck? It's a good day to get thrown off a roller coaster, but I made it, but it's a good place.
I feel that way too. If I jump on a roller coaster and I've never really been on it, I'm just like, you know what? Is there a better way?
Yeah, no.
I'm certain there's better ways to go.
Yeah, right.
But at least for a fleeting moment, I'll feel weightlessness as I'm flying through the air.
I think that Playboy should absolutely put her on the cover.
Yeah, I mean, she's 74 now, so I mean, we got a year. What we got to set up a. Not a GoFundMe. What was that, like, campaign? What is that?
A little online petition?
Yeah, maybe set up a new poll, Tony.
Yeah. Who's running Playboy now? Obviously, Hugh Hefner passed away years ago, but who's running? His daughter?
Wait, Hugh's dead?
You know that. It's 2016.
What?
It was like 2016 or
17. Where was I?
What do you mean, where were you? You know Hugh Hefner.
I didn't get to mourn. I don't know if it's his brother. I mean, did he have kids?
Yeah, he's got a couple kids.
Well, I know, but I mean, it doesn't really seem like the father figure. Well, he does seem like daddy figure, I guess I should say, but not the father figure.
Yeah.
Although, what a great dad that would be, right? Son, let me teach you about
the birds
and the bees.
All right, I got to think growing up in the Playboy Mansion has got to be the most difficult, different experience than anybody in the world.
Right. Yes. You just go to school and what do you have at home? I have a house full of maids.
Yeah, exactly.
They're everywhere.
All right, what's the bad of the day then? Yeah, and a zoo.
The bad of the day. An 8-year-old won $200 of cannabis edibles at a youth hockey tournament.
Wait a minute, how did that happen?
Yes, it's in Canada.
Oh, of course. All right.
It was one
either
of those
that or in Colorado.
You ever part of Little League? We have to do this for my son's T-ball team, my youngest T-ball team, where they put together these gift baskets. And
then
that way you put together a gift basket as a team and you put it on a table. People go around and bid on it.
Yep.
Same thing here in Canada, where somebody put together these brown paper bags. So you really didn't know what you were buying. It was like a secret grab bag.
Oh, okay. So it's not like where just go, what's in this bag? Could be gold, could be...
Yep. All they said was that everything was a minimum value of $50.
Okay.
So he ended up buying what ended up being... Well, he actually, I guess you could see it because he thought they were chocolates. He saw the box of chocolates. Okay. He wanted to get chocolates.
Was anybody within the fundraiser knowing what was in that bag?
Somebody.
Like when little Johnny comes up to the podium to get his bag, they go, hey, stop. Come here. It's okay. His mom and dad need to come get this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't hand him that.
I mean, you can't hand him that box of chocolates over to him, right?
Right. No.
It's $200 worth of medicinal edibles, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's great.
I didn't really know if that was bad. I also thought it was good.
That's awesome.
I mean, if that was my boy, I'd be like, shame on you, Hockey League. Way to go, son.
That's awesome.
I'm going to show you Fantasia like you've never seen it before.
You know what I've been doing lately with some of my kids' fundraisers, which is lazy? Like, my kids will have like a thing like where they want to go, sell these. And I go, how much is it going to cost to not do any of that stuff? Like, what exactly are they looking for? How much money are they looking per kid? And they go, like $150. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna write a check.
Yeah, like, oh, exactly.
I don't. I'm not. You know.
Well, the, like, what's funny is the grandfather was telling the story. He said, "You know, it's like because most people, you know, they have, you know, it's like tickets to the movies with popcorn and movie theater, movie theater candy or card games." And he goes, "My grandson thought he won a great prize." He goes, "Dad, I want chocolate." "No, son, there's bad drugs in that chocolate." How do you explain that to a kid? I mean, that's true.
That's true. That is so true.
It's an 8-year old. How do you tell him, like, you can't have that? We'll stop on the way home and buy you a Hershey bar.
That is so correct.
I mean, I guess that's the only way to do it, right?
That's it.
You can't have this chocolate because, you know, I remember years and years ago, I don't know how old I was, but I remember getting, it's around Christmas time, you get those there's chocolates that full of liqueur in there.
Yeah.
In them. I remember getting a hold of a box of those, and I don't think I was 21. I think I was pretty much in high school.
Oh.
And I remember eating some of those and thinking, oh, look at me.
Oh, boy, look at you, right.
Rebel.
Nice, nice. All right, so now what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, it leaked over the weekend, and I know you probably saw, Tony, the Rams' new logo.
I did see the Rams' new logo. What are they doing?
I don't know. That was my question to you, is why are we tweaking things that aren't broken?
Nothing's broken.
They have one of the more iconic logos in NFL history.
And you got the team back in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's not like when the Oilers moved to Nashville and, like, let's put a whole new name, whole new logo, all of that. You had the Rams. You lost the Rams. You got the Rams back. Don't need to change it. Don't need to tweak it. Don't listen. You're moving into a new stadium. You don't have to have everything new. Like, you're moving to stay who you are. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I have no idea what the point of change. I mean, I didn't even know they were. It's one of those. I mean, would you change the Green Bay Packers logo, the Steelers logo, the Bears logo? These are some of the more iconic logos. I get, you know, the Patriots changing it from the Minuteman, but we kind of missed the Minuteman.
I miss the Minuteman.
I mean, what logo out there, honestly, if you can think of all the logos, needs to be changed?
In the NFL?
In the NFL. Yeah, just strictly NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only one, first one that came to mind, maybe the Redskins, if you wanted to go politically correct.
Yeah, sure. Sure. But you're right. No, there's no need to do this. I know. Listen, I don't know the economics of it. Like, does it make, like, when people go, well, they got to buy new stuff, and but no, it's a bad look. That's an iconic. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't mess with
people. People are going to buy stuff anyways.
They're going to buy stuff anyway.
They'll need to update their gear.
Yeah, they'll buy your old Rams logo stuff. You put it on cool stuff. Listen, I have a wardrobe full of Steelers stuff. And I don't go, well, I can't wait for the Steelers to change their logo so I can buy even more. I don't want them to change the logo ever.
Yeah. Now, right? No word if this is going to be put on the helmets. I hope not.
No, I hope not either. God, you know, that is dumb.
But I mean, you know, I hope it's still just the iconic Ram logo. If you want to change the color and go from, you know, blue and yellow to blue and white, like you've done in the past, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose sleep over that one, but this thing, God,
yeah, don't mess with it.
This is ugly.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday on SB Nation AM.